The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear Yusuf Madani Channel And the blessing of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, send peace upon me, as this will be nur for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, so every day we bring a different topic. And today is a topic about good and bad habits. And good and bad habits as a, play a vital role, not only on the personal life, but also in the society. A person have a good habits is definitely effect on his life as well. It will be a good life plus a good society as well. But if they have a bad habit, it's not only effect on their family and their personal life, but it affects the whole society as well. So today we will discuss about the good habits and bad habits, inshallah. We have Hafiz Kaleem Madani with us, Waseem Bhai, mashallah, and Hafiz Asif Madani. We'll start with the recitation of Holy Quran.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول Yeah.
Thank you.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. A beautiful topic for everyone. Because we are the slave of our habits, in simple words. You either have a good habits or bad habits. And it depends on you what kind of slavery you are doing it. If you do a good things, then definitely effect on your family as well. प्रॉब्लम यही होता है कि लोग अपनी हैबिट्स के बारे में गौर नहीं कर रहे होते, दूसरों को देख रहे होते. ये एक सबसे बड़ा प्रॉब्लम है. इंसान को सबसे पहले आप अपने आप को सबसे बेहतर जज कर सकते हैं कि यू हैव अ गुड हैबिट्स और बैड हैबिट्स. अब बैड हैबिट्स को छोड़ना कैसे है, गुड हैबिट्स को लेना कैसे है, सब इन चीजों को आज हम डिस्कस करेंगे इंशाल्लाह. स्टार्ट हो इंशाल्लाह हाफिज कलीम मदनी इंशाल्लाह.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you said, states of good and bad habits, these things define a person. And they're not limited to, I mean, the effects are not limited to just him, but they affect people around him as well, even the wider society. But to begin with, when we speak about good and bad habits, we have to define good habit, bad habit, and where do we go to for guidance regarding this? As Muslims, alhamdulillah, we have the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the holy book, the Quran Sharif, and we have the best of all messengers sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And in the Quran, time and time again, we are encouraged to obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for example, in one place, Allah jalla wa ala says, مَن يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. That whoever obeyed the messenger, he has obeyed Allah. Meaning this is like obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other verses of the Quran, we're told, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. That all those who claim, and this was regarding the Jews of the time, that if you claim to love Allah, then follow me, meaning follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like this, throughout the Quran we're told, follow the messenger, obey the messenger. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever the Prophet alayhi wa sallam gives you, take it. Whatever he forbids you from, refrain from it. And then we have a beautiful verse in the Surah Ahzab, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that criteria, and he says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. That verily in the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a beautiful, great example for you. So when as Muslims we think about good and bad habits, we don't wait for society to tell us what are good habits or bad habits. Yes, there are some good and bad habits that are universally accepted. So Islam also considers them as good or bad. But in reality as a Muslim, the first and foremost thing we look at is, what has our deen told us regarding this habit? It could be the case that in the world something is seen as good, but the religion detests it, the religion does not support it. So in that situation, we don't follow the rest of mankind or the rest of the world. What we do is give fawqiyah and preference to the deen and what the Prophet ﷺ said over everything else. So good and bad habits, we should keep this in mind. That the Prophet ﷺ, his life is the criteria. So meaning when we look at the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, it's a majmua, a compendium of good habits. And the Prophet ﷺ always stayed away from bad habits. He refrained from bad habits. Bad habits did not even come close to him. So inshallah ta'ala, if we have this in mind, in light of the seerah, we can find so many good habits. And majority of the times we term the ways of the Prophet ﷺ, the tradition of the Prophet ﷺ, as sunnah. We say the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. So in a sense, all good habits fall into that category, the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And that's not just limited to outward actions, how you close yourselves, how you sleep, how you eat, etc. That's to do with your tongue, how you speak to people, how you meet people, what are your mu'amalat, your interaction, your transactions with people. These all fall into good habits as well, if they are done according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just to give an example of how our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, would stick to the ways of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is just highlighting the way they lived. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Shibli rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was on his deathbed and towards the end of his life. And at that stage when someone's weak, he's on his deathbed, a lot of things are forgiven anyway. There's a lot of rukhas, there's a lot of dispensations and ease, concessions. But at that time he's performing wudu, and his slave, his student rather, who's helping him perform wudu, completes the wudu, when all of a sudden Sayyidina Abu Bakr Shibli rahmatullahi alayhi takes the student's hand and does khilal of his own beard.
Allah.
Meaning to show that, oh student, you made me do wudu, you fulfilled the faraid, you forgot this sunnah, this beautiful habit of Rasulullah.
even at the time of death, meaning the pangs of death, is on his deathbed, this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not forget the ways of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So like this, inshallah, throughout this episode, we'll hear about good habits and bad habits as well. Good habits, it goes without saying that we always have to abide by them, stick to them, cling to them to attain success. And bad habits will only bring a bad outcome as well. MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. Shatta, beautiful start by yourself, and especially with Hafiz Sahib, MashaAllah, with the Quranic ayah that you mentioned. I just want to mention that regarding good habits, it's something that, you know, it beautifies a person's character. If a person has a good habits, Alhamdulillah, this will beautify your character. But on the other hand, anybody that has any bad habits, people, you know, they don't like sitting with that person. You know, if, for example, the person comes late and gives a commitment, that person, you know,